song.
Despacito on Virgin Radio 104.4. Despacito. Thank you, Justin Bieber. Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, 828. Rossi, the recap real quickly. He's back in studio after a beautiful weekend away at his friend's wedding in the UK.
The wedding looked really nice, Rossi.
Do you know how much I spent on taxis?
You got free flight.
Well, I got a taxi from Heathrow to Windsor.
Yep.
I'm back again. Not cheap. 500 dirhams each way.
Well, okay, hold on. Don't make us feel, you're trying to make us feel sorry for you.
And I had to pay, my flight back was cancelled. I've lost £200 on that.
Yeah. Crazy Russian boss.
Buy another one.
Crazy Russian boss cancelled your flight yesterday.
You didn't pay for the flight back.
Recap.
The Emirates one I did, yeah.
Real quick recap is, I understand what you've done here. I applaud you, Rossi, somewhat, because you completely deceived us. You saying that you never lied. You said you were going to a wedding. You never said the royal wedding. We just thought we were talking about the royal wedding. The whole time you were talking about your mate's wedding. So
Well, it was like halfway through that I sort of realised that, you know, I could roll with it. So that's why I got a photo
to get
you
the free flights.
Yeah, because I never lied, and I thought I'd just roll with it.
Who's the real wedding? Whose wedding did you go to?
Lee and Sandra.
Who are they?
Lee's one of my best friends. He's lovely.
So he was happy to have you at the wedding. Was he aware that you were, you know, deceiving an entire country?
No, he was just like happy. He said thanks for coming all this way.
Okay, Hassan. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
You are on, and what would you like to say to Big Rossi?
I'd just like to say I'm following you, Big Rossi. It's so bad. I mean, deception is just as bad as lying. You deceived your friends, your employers, your listeners. You're going down.
You're unfollowing. Now, that's a big way to hurt Big Rossi, if you unfollow him on Instagram.
No, don't do that.
No.
What's your name on Instagram, Hassan?
He's going.
I'm not telling you.
No, go on.
No, he doesn't want to tell you.
I'll follow you.
No. Unfollow him.
I don't need you to follow you. Thanks, Big Rossi.
Hassan, let's have a look.
Unfollowing Big Rossi Radio.
No, don't.
Wait, let me
That's the only way. That's the way to really get at him.
Hold on.
Geo, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What would you like? What are your thoughts on this? I don't want to just pick on Big Rossi. I want us to come together as a team, as a family, and get this out. What do you want to say to Big Rossi?
Rossi, first of all, good morning to you.
Morning.
You're in big trouble now. Well, anyway,
go on.
You said you did not lie, and you're still standing by your word. But can I say to you? Lying or omission of truth or information is a form of lying.
Oh.
You look it out in any books, that's the same thing.
Wow.
No. I'd never lied. I'm standing by that. I said I was going to the wedding, and I went to the wedding.
You just went to
it. You know, for a fact, from the start, Chris was talking about the real wedding, and you're talking about something else.
It was actually halfway through, actually, I discovered.
No, it's, yeah, Leah. Good morning, Leah.
Hello, good morning. Well, I would like to say that whatever you will do to Big Rossi, I will support you. I used to say, haram, Big Rossi, Chris said it's so harsh on him, but today, Big Rossi deserves everything that you will do to him.
100%. 100%.
It's time of forgiveness.
Punishment has been approved right now, and the crazy Russian boss, I think you've got something to say real quickly, is that right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
What have you got?
Morning, Rossi. Listen, I've been very busy while you've been away.
Yeah.
And guess what? I found a replacement for you.
Oh, no! There's a replacement for Big Rossi coming in. Oh, wow. This is Malcolm from Dubai 103.8, the Business Breakfast.
This is the new Big Rossi of the Chris Fay Show.
Good morning.
All right there, lads. All right. Okay.
Yes.
Listen, all the way, eh? Yeah.
Well, you look younger. You look fitter than Big Rossi, and we're glad to have you part of the show. Thank you.
Well, so can I ask what the original Big Rossi is doing here? I thought I was the new Big Rossi.
Big Rossi, this is your replacement, mate.
Great.
We've got
business banter with Big Mal.
We've got talent all over this place, and he's one of the best in the company. So just to let you know that, you know that song by Beyonce, Irreplaceable, well.
Oh, one of my favourites. What can I say?
He's got the jokes.
Yeah. Do you know what he did, Malcolm, to get here?
I had a ridiculous haircut, none left. What is it? Tell me.
A All right, go easy.
He alluded that he was going to the royal wedding, the big wedding in the UK, and so we got him flights and everything. We sorted it all out for him. He went there, but at no stage was he going to the royal wedding. He just went to his mate's wedding.
Who's called Harry?
Yeah, no, it wasn't, actually. I'm surprised it wasn't.
His middle name is actually Harold. So.
There we are.
So, I'd love to be able to do the show with you. You're so talented, and, you know, I know the work ethic. You stay here long hours. He wakes up early, does the show.
I've got to say that I'm actually driving the desk on Dubai Eye at the moment, so it's probably silence next door.
Do you have to go back to Dubai Eye?
So
can
you send Big Rossi next door? Yeah.
I'll do that. I know loads about the Dow Jameses.
I don't want you to lose any listeners, okay? I don't want to send Big Rossi over to your side.
I think you just lost listeners by having me on here.
No,
didn't I?
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all, Malcolm. Thank you so much for joining us.
Has he still got a job on it? Yes or no?
Honestly, I don't know.
Open for debate for the rest of the show. Have a good one, guys.
It's the crazy Russian boss. Thank you, Malcolm, from Dubai.
I'm worried, like the crazy Russian boss. He's just standing in the corner.
So is there anything else you want to add to this crazy Russian boss?
What's up?
There's a meeting at 10, mate.
Oh, meeting at 10 o'clock.